Hello, my name is Casey, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Today we're going to be talking about friendship in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. A theme prevalent throughout Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is letting yourself be known. Cloud, Aerith, Barret, Red 13, Tifa, and Kate Sith all feature character arcs centered on this theme. For some, this means taking off their masking persona and letting their real self come to the forefront. For others, it's about opening up, sharing their deep hidden hurts and emotions. And for the rest, it's about confronting the darkness broiling within and learning to tame it. As a player, some of these revelations come as quite the shock. At first, we may feel a little betrayed or even like we're having to re-meet these characters for the first time. We may worry they aren't the same character we initially came to love or even wonder if we've ever known them at all. And it's not just the players who feel confused and worried. The characters themselves start having these exact conversations with each other as early as Chapter 1. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." That's Proverbs 17:17. This means that we should be true, loving, and supportive toward our friends, both in good times and bad times, confusing times and clear times, peaceful times and difficult times. The cast of Final Fantasy VII puts this wisdom into practice. Each member of the small ragtag crew faces their own personal battles. Mental illness, trauma, familial conflict, loss, moral conundrums, bad decisions, imposter syndrome, and the list goes on. However, although the heroes may squabble, have misunderstandings, and even feel betrayed at times, they remain true to each other. Offense is healed by forgiveness. Vulnerability rewarded with acceptance, and trauma met with empathy and humanity. The Bible says that Christ sticks closer to us even than our closest, most intimate friend. Proverbs 18:24. There is no part of us that God doesn't know, even better than we know ourselves. From the number of hairs on our head to the source of our most random thoughts, God knows where we've come from, where we're going, and why we're going there. No fake persona, secret trauma, or bad decision takes him by surprise or causes him to love us any less. And it's the same love that God commands us to show toward one another. Whether we're taking up the offering at our church, walking into our first college class of the day, helping the next customer in line, or wielding a buster sword in Midgar. Perhaps they're not duking it out with Sephiroth or racing against the clock to save the world, but everyone is fighting an inner battle. And someday, like Cloud, Red 13, or Aerith, they may even decide to open up to you about it. In that critical moment, remember Christ's words in John 15:12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Be open, be empathetic, be kind. And most of all, cherish their act of vulnerability as the ultimate sign of your friendship." That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Casey for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, love and peace.